Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, my special guest is Gail Jensik, the director of the Coastline Show Chorus. And Gail was here as one of the very first guests on Conducting Conversations almost 10 years ago. Wow. Welcome back, Gail.
Thank you. I didn't realize it was that long ago. Wow.
A long time ago. This is show number 405. So it's been quite a few episodes since we've seen you last. And the Coastline Show Chorus has had all kinds of interesting things happen to it. For those of you that aren't familiar with the Coastline Show Chorus, they are based out of Providence, Rhode Island. They are called from Providence, Rhode Island, but they rehearse in nearby Massachusetts, and they have a large amount of excellent singers on the stage, a number somewhere around 60, 65 right now.
Right, about that.
And that number changes, as a lot of singing groups do, and they are an a cappella chorus that sings in the barbershop style, mostly show tunes, gospel tunes, all kinds of things, right?
That's right.
All right, and a little bit about your background. You started off as not a Rhode Island person.
No, I'm originally from New York City and was a dancer, and have lived in Rhode Island. It was 20 years this past June. I moved to Providence 20 years ago. And have always been involved in women's a cappella since I was 22 years old.
So it's almost 10 years.
Right. Yeah. And the Coastline Show Chorus, was founded in 1995 and was originally called the Mount Hope Bay Chorus. And when that founding director left after the first 2 years, I took over as musical director. We changed the name to the Coastline Show Chorus. And we draw women of all ages from all over New England and New York State.
And when you say all of New England, you actually have members that drive to rehearsal from Maine and New Hampshire and
Connecticut. We have Connecticut, Rhode Island, Massachusetts, Maine, and New Hampshire, and then Plattsburgh, New York. And
there you go. So the only one we're missing right now is Vermont.
Vermont, right. We do not have any Vermonters.
So any of you listening in Vermont, come on down. We need a Vermont person. Coastline Show Chorus, as I mentioned, sings in the barbershop style, a cappella, and you have a show coming up, a concert?
We do. May 30th at the lovely Ocean State Theater right down in Warwick near the airport on Jefferson Boulevard. It's a lovely two-year-old theater, perfect size for our kind of music, state-of-the-art theater, and our show is May 30th at 2 p.m. That's a Saturday afternoon.
Saturday matinee. No excuse. It's going to be a beautiful day.
Right. There'll be no snow.
There'll be no snow on the ground left. And there are still a few spots that I know of in the state where there are still piles of snow melting away, but none at the Ocean State Theater. And it's right at the end of Jefferson Boulevard. Very easy to find. And you have a special guest. It's a little unusual this time. You've had other shows at the Coastline at the Ocean State Theater, but it's always been barbershop related.
Right. This is we're just branching out a little bit this season, and we have invited Aoife Clancy as our special featured guest. We're very excited to have her on our show. She's a very talented, mostly Irish, but also American folk singer, and is very well connected. She's got a great lineage, as she is the daughter of one of the Clancy brothers.
Right, the daughter of Bobby Clancy, and Aoife has been on Conducting Conversations in the past, and a great friend of the show and the radio station, and we're glad to see that she's going to be performing in nearby Warwick. She appears all over the world. She's recently finished a tour of Europe and Australia, and so now it's going to be right here in our own backyard. So the show will consist of the Coastline Show Chorus, which will be the main brunt of the show, and then there'll be the Wake the Neighbors Quartet, which we'll talk a little bit about later, three other quartets, Soundarella, Tempo Tantrum, and Flying High, and then the special guest, Aoife Clancy. So we're going to listen to a little bit of a mix of music between Aoife and the chorus and quartets today. And Gail, when I asked you to be on the show, I asked you to pick out one of your favorite all-time female quartets and pick a song from one of their CDs that we'd like to play to give people a little taste of what the show might sound like.
Yeah, it was a very easy decision for me as to which is my favorite quartet. Then narrowing it down to my favorite song of theirs was more the challenge because I pretty much loved and still love everything they did. But I chose a quartet named Ambiance, who were the 1986 international champions of Sweet Adeline's International. And I picked one of their signature pieces, and it's called Jazz Ladies.
All right, let's give that a listen, and then we'll be back.
Jazz ladies ride in the dim light of night where the lonesome and lovelorn abide. Jazz ladies ride. Jazz ladies sail as they wail the travail of the souls who are dying inside. Jazz ladies ride. Oh, skyward they spire. Jazz ladies ride in the night, ride in the night, ride in the night. Out of the darkened labyrinths of sorrow and torment, lonely hearts are wafted by intoxicating strains. Soothing consolation for the heartsick and lovelorn, now passengers aboard the ship of pain, ship of pain. Passengers aboard the ship of pain. Jazz ladies ride in the dim light of night where the lonesome and lovelorn abide. Jazz ladies ride, calling to those in the throes of their woes, the souls who are dying inside. Jazz ladies ride, oh skyward they spire. Song they sing, jazz ladies ride in the night,
jazz ladies ride in the night,
ride in the night,
they're in the night,
they're in the night, jazz ladies ride, they ride in the night. Oh, higher and higher and higher they fly, higher and higher they fly, spiraling up to the sky, higher and higher they fly, higher and higher they fly, spiraling up to the sky, higher and higher they fly, higher and higher they fly, spiraling up to the sky, higher and higher they fly, they're in the night. Jazz ladies ride.
Ambiance Quartet from the Midwest, right?
Yeah, St. Louis area, yep.
St. Louis area, back in the 90s, was a tremendous, tremendous talent. Sang into the early 2000s, I guess.
Yep, they did before they retired, yeah.
Went their separate ways, and amazing, amazing vocal talent right there. And that's just an example of some of the music, the style anyway, that you might hear on this show. Wake the Neighbors is the feature quartet because they're their new medalists, right?
Right. They're our North Atlantic Region third place medalists, and the North Atlantic Region consists of all of the New England states and southeastern Canada and a little bit of New York State. And they placed third at this most recent contest in May in Springfield, Massachusetts.
Wow. So a third place quartet coming into town along with Aoife Clancy and the Coastline Show Chorus, who did not come in third place.
No, we did not come in third place.
No,
we in first place.
Came in first place again. And this is a number of seven or eight.
This is our seventh win.
Seventh consecutive win every time they've gone out and tried for the last seven times. So that's over a period of 15 years.
Right.
You've always won.
We've always won.
That's an amazing statistic. And as the music director of the group, do you find yourself involved with selecting the music? You have a team. How does that work?
I have a music team, and sometimes people on that team will bring music to me, and we'll all consider it together. Often I'll find pieces that I would like them to consider before we move forward, because it's a lot of time investment and financial investment to get a piece of music from the paper to the stage. And so we like to do our best to make sure that we pick music that we feel represents us, that our audiences will like. We try to select a big cross-section of music, from things that you would think of in a more typical barbershop style to our most recent piece, which we're debuting on our show, Christina Aguilera's Candyman.
There you go. So a lot of different styles. We're going to listen to an Aoife piece right now. Aoife Clancy, as I mentioned, the daughter of Bobby Clancy, and she was able to do a recording, dig out some old tapes, and do a duet with her dad, although he's passed away. This is one of my favorite songs that she does on her recording. It's on the CD that she has called Silvery Moon. And it's a familiar song that I'm sure a lot of you will recognize. So it's a duet with Aoife and her dad, Bobby, singing Kisses Sweeter Than Wine.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. When I was a young man and never been kissed, I got to thinking it over what I had missed. I got me a girl, I kissed her and then, but oh Lord, I kissed her again. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
He asked me to marry, be his sweet wife. We would be happy all of our lives. He begged and he pleaded like a natural man. Oh Lord, I gave him my hand.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. I worked mighty hard and so did my wife, working hand in hand to make a good life. Corn in the fields and wheat in the bin. I was, oh Lord, the father of twins. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
Our children numbered just about four. They all had sweethearts knocking at the door. They all got married, didn't hesitate. I was, oh Lord, the grandmother of eight.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
And now we're old and ready to go. We get to thinking what happened a long time ago. We had a lot of kids and troubles and pain, but oh Lord, we do it again.
Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine. Oh, kisses sweeter than wine.
We'll hear a couple more tunes from Aoife Clancy a little bit later on in the program, but right now we've been putting off hearing from the Coastline Show Chorus. This first song that you've selected is Witchcraft, and that's one that's familiar to most of our audience, I'm sure.
Right, made very famous by Frank Sinatra, and it's one of those songs that I'd really endured for a very long time. The chorus has been singing it for probably about 10 years, and every audience we sing it for loves it and gets the chance to sing along, and the chorus members love it as well.
Now, when you say the chorus have been singing it for that period of time, unlike a lot of glee clubs or community choruses, this chorus learns the music, stands up, and presents it without holding music.
Right. We do not hold any music. Everything is done. We memorize everything. And most of our up-tempo songs also include choreography. So clearly holding music would be on the way. And so, as I said a little earlier, it's a big investment for us when we start a new piece because it's going to be around for a while because we do memorize it, and that does take time.
All right. So you get to not only hear the chorus sing, but you can imagine them dancing away in Witchcraft.
And I've got no defense for it, though I hear.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Gail Jensik from the Coastline Show Chorus. And just a little inside information, she's not only the director of the Coastline Show Chorus, she happens to be my wife. We're married.
We're married for 15 years this coming December.
15 years. It seems like it's just yesterday.
Sometimes, yes.
A lot of people don't realize that we're married, so I like to put that out there so people understand the relationship. And I help MC on this show and help produce the show. And I've been very proud to work with the Coastline Show Chorus over the years, and it's near and dear to my heart, as they say. And originally we had asked not only Gail to be here, but some members of Wake the Neighbors Quartet, which is the quartet we spoke of earlier that will be featured on the show, the third place champions. And because of scheduling conflicts, they couldn't make it. So I asked them to pick out a favorite song from one of their quartets. So in this segment and then in the last segment, we'll have two quartet versions of songs that were picked out by Wake the Neighbors. And this first one is a group called The Buzz. Maybe you can fill us in on them.
Sure. The Buzz was 2005 international champions and a hugely, hugely popular quartet. They're all past champions, and they're interesting in that their lead, Debbie, lives in Florida. Their baritone, Karen, lives in South Carolina. Their bass, Jeannie Froelich, lives in New Jersey, and their tenor, Nancy, also lives in New Jersey. And so they have what they call buzz weekends when they get together to perform. They're all very accomplished teachers in the a cappella style and very accomplished show women. They're a great, great show quartet. We had them on our show several years ago. They were a huge success.
Very, very popular group and very talented ladies, obviously. And when you hear this, you'll understand why. The lead singer of Wake the Neighbors picked this group as her favorite, and the song she picked out from them that we're about to hear is called Wishing You Were Somehow Here Again.
You once my one companion, you were all that mattered.
Hear your voice again.
I want to hear you sing to me.
How long
Beautiful singing by the Buzz Quartet, Sweet Adeline's international champions, all the way back in 2005, and a great group. A little bit more information about the Coastline Show Chorus. We mentioned that the show is going to be on May 30th. That's less than 2 weeks away, Saturday, 2 o'clock matinee, just one show only. And as you mentioned, a beautiful theater, Gail.
Really, really nice theater.
And not a bad seat in the house.
There is literally not one bad seat in the house. You can sit in the very last row in the corner of the theater and have full stage view, unobstructed, every seat. It's really, it's amazing that they've done that.
Tickets are selling very well, but there probably will be a few left. At least there are at this time. They're general admission, so if you get to the theater early, you can sit in whatever row you want.
That's
because
right.
It's general admission. So tickets are just $25. And you can get tickets by visiting the theater website, which is oceanstatetheater.org, or you can call the theater at 401-921-6800 and order the tickets, and they'll be happy to help you out. And if you want more information about the Coastline Show Chorus...
Right, you can check us out at coastlineshowchorus.org. That's our website. Or you can call the chorus phone, which is 401-437-6043. And we'll be happy to give you any information about the chorus, membership, where we rehearse, come to visit a rehearsal. We'd love to see you.
That's right. So come and visit. But make sure you come to the show. That's a good way to find out what they're all about. And maybe you could find yourself becoming a star in the Coastline Show Chorus. Right now we're going to go to another Aoife Clancy song, and this is the title song from her CD, Silvery Moon, that I mentioned. And by the way, Aoife, just so you know, is A-O-I-F-E, is the way she spells her name, Aoife Clancy, and she has a website, which is aoifeclancy.com. And check it out, and her recordings are available there, including this one, and the title song called Silvery Moon.
A sigh strolled along at the close of the day. It been the beginning of June. 'Twas there in a glade that I spied a fair maid. As she sang her lament to the moon. Roll along, silvery moon, guide the traveler on his way, while the nightingale sings a sweet tune. There is no time so sweet as when true lovers meet by the gray silvery light of the moon. My love, he was young and a bold fisherman. His arms, they were brawny. His voice was so clear and a pleasure to hear while singing an old shanty song. But his boat went down and my true love found a grave near cold and deep sea. and it's for him I'll mourn till the day that the clay covers me.
They have Aoife Clancy, who will be featured on the show on May 30th, along with the Coastline Show Chorus and four quartets. And Gail, we mentioned earlier in the first segment, Sweet Adeline's International, of which you are a member. Tell us a little bit about the international organization.
Oh, absolutely. Sweet Adeline's International is the largest singing organization in the world. There's about 27,000 women worldwide, all over the United States, Canada, the United Kingdom, Sweden, Finland, Japan, Australia, New Zealand, and Spain.
Wow. So you, as a very unique individual, happen to be a professional barbershop coach.
That's
slash
right.
Choreographer slash yep. Things like that.
So I get to do this wonderful music and help other people do it better and coach them and create choreography as a full-time job all over the world.
And all over the world is correct. We have gone for long periods of time, perhaps to Australia or New Zealand or the United Kingdom.
And yep.
As well as domestically.
As well as domestically, yeah. I just came back this morning from South Carolina.
There you
I've
go.
Been working so, there for the last couple of days.
That's why our marriage has lasted so long. We're always in different cities together. The chorus has produced three CDs over the year. The first one was called
Making Waves.
Making Waves.
And then we did a Christmas CD called Coasting Through the Holidays.
That's the one. It was Coasting
yep.
Through the Holidays.
And then this third CD, which is called Imagine.
Imagine. And we're going to listen to the title tune from that CD right now. And that's featuring a young lady that's gone on to college and left the chorus at this point.
Right. But, she actually is graduating in 2 weeks. It's hard to believe.
Sarah Cohen, right?
Mm-hmm.
And her mother, Maureen, is still a very active member of the chorus. And you have lots of different ages in your chorus. You've had people as young as 10 or 11.
Nine, right.
Nine.
We have one of our board of directors members now, and her quartet actually will be on the show there. They were in our college contest for Sweet Adelines this summer and placed fourth, Sounderella. And Amanda joined us when she was 9 years old, and she's now 22. And has always been an active member, and she's turned out to be a very lovely young woman and an excellent, excellent singer.
And you'll get to hear her not only in her quartet on this show. The quartet's name is Sounderella, but she'll get to do a little intro solo of one of the chorus pieces.
That's
also.
That's right, yeah.
So here's another intro chorus piece, if you will, with Sarah Cohen starting off, Imagine.
Imagine there's no heaven. It's easy if you try. No hell below us. Above us only sky.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with Gail Jensik, the director of the Coastline Show Chorus, that will be presenting a show at the Ocean State Theater just less than 2 weeks away, May 30th, 2 o'clock on Saturday afternoon. It'll be Coastline Show Chorus, four quartets. There'll be Soundarella, Tempo Tantrum, Flying High, and the Medalist Quartet Wake the Neighbors, along with special guest Aoife Clancy. And Gail, a lot of people that might be listening might have some background in whether they were in a college group or a high school group or a community chorus or perhaps a church choir or something like that, and saying, I wonder if I could do that.
Well, anybody can sing. It's just a matter of how much work you want to put into it and how well you're going to work at that. The advent of a cappella singing in America has always been there. I mean, college a cappella quartets have been around forever and small groups. But because of shows like The Sing-Off and Glee and the movie Pitch Perfect and now Pitch Perfect 2, a cappella singing for young men and women has become very cool and very much the in thing. And all you have to do is be able to work hard, have a good ear, and we provide as a chorus, as do most a cappella groups, a recording. So if you're someone who does not read music, that's not necessary. We provide you with all the learning tools. You can pop a CD in your car or download it onto your iPhone or iPod and learn your part that way.
So it's very simple to do, and if you'd like to get information about joining, remember the phone number to call is 401-437-6043. That's the chorus phone number, and you might have a chance to get to talk to Gail in person.
You just might. I might answer the phone.
There you go. All right, let's get to another piece of music from a quartet. This is from the baritone of Wake the Neighbors. Karen Nadeau has sent along her favorite quartet, being Rumors. And she picked an odd song, if I must say.
Well, Rumors are our 1999 international champions, and they all come from Dallas, the Dallas metro area.
Does that make them odd?
Well, no, but the choice that Karen did was one of their more popular pieces, interestingly enough. Their baritone, Dale Cyrison, who's a very well-known director and vocalist and teacher in Sweet Islands International, has a very quirky sense of humor. And the year that they won international, this was their finale in their final set, and it's featuring Dale Cyrison, and it's called Pretty Dolly.
When I was growing up, I had three younger brothers, still have those same brothers, Paul, Glenn, and Terry, and three brothers can warp a woman. But all that aside, when we were youngsters, our parents moved us from one neighborhood to another neighborhood. And in the process, of course, we lost all our friends, none of us being old enough to drive. Seven hardly cuts it for a driver's license. So losing all my girlfriends got me really kind of stressed out. And I hit the bricks in the new neighborhood and decided I was going to find myself some new kids to play with. And I really got lucky. I not only found one, I found three. And one of these kids, she became my very best friend. My very best friend, Zachary Bowden's sister, Barbara Bowden. We would go to her house after school, and we would play with her dollies. And we would have so much fun with her dollies. I loved one of them especially. The pretty little dolly can sing. The pretty little dolly can shout. Quarter foot sees high above her head and she passes out. The pretty little dolly can please. The pretty little dolly can beg. And she screams in realistic pain when you break her leg.
She broke her leg.
Close to fires. She perspires. On her back you can turn a key. And she goes through puberty. The pretty little dolly, so cute.
cute.
The pretty little Ollie, so real.
So real.
If you take her out into the sun, she'll burn, and 3 days later she'll pee.
The dough will heal.
If she talks bad,
give her Prozac.
If you give her a playful squeeze, she will cough and belch. And sneeze.
Oh, gross.
Oh, I feel better now.
My brothers always told me that boogers are good for lots of stuff. You just can't never put them back.
Oh, yeah. Got lots.
The pretty little Ollie can laugh.
Can laugh.
The pretty little Ollie can cry.
Can cry.
If you tie a plastic bag around her. She'll talk, turn purple, and die!
Well, there you have it. We said there would be all kinds of music, and that certainly is an example of some of the different kinds that are available. Coastline Show Chorus does a lot of Broadway-style type stuff, for lack of a better term, I would guess, and also some novelty pieces occasionally, and that's this next one, right?
Right. We were looking, as I said earlier in the program, we like to have a big cross-section of music that appeals to everybody and is fun for the chorus members to sing, and I thought, why not try finding something that touches on classical music? And so we did, and we have this great medley honoring lots of classical composers, and it's called Hooked on the Classics.
Now we have a medley set to go. See how many melodies you know. We are hooked on the classics. Melodies that will live through the ages. We are hooked on the classics. All the joy that they bring is contagious. This symphony by Mozart exemplifies the fine art.
Let's create a
Gail, thank you for coming in tonight, getting off the plane after a long trip and coming in to do the show and talking about what's going to be happening on May 30th. Thanks a lot.
It was a pleasure to be here again. I didn't realize it was so long.
Well, we'll have to do it again sooner. And well, the show we're referring to is Coastline and Clancy, Saturday, May 30th. One show only, matinee, 2 o'clock. And it's on Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. Easy to find. You can go to the theater website, which is oceanstatetheater.org, and they have directions and all the information about the show is there. And or you can certainly check out the Coastline Show Chorus by going to coastlineshowchorus.org and get information about the chorus, the show, and anything else you want to know. And Aoife Clancy is going to be the special guest on that program, and we're going to close with one more Aoife Clancy song. And I asked you, Gail, if this was one that you liked, because you're a big Aoife fan.
Right? I'm a huge Aoife fan, and I grew up with the Clancy brothers. I mean, I know every single piece of music they ever recorded, and as a result, I know all of Aoife's music as well.
All right. It should be a great opportunity for those of you that can remember the Clancy brothers, who were extremely popular back in the late 50s and 60s, appeared many times on the Ed Sullivan Show. Unfortunately, they're all passed away, but we have the second generation. Aoife will be there at the Ocean State Theater, and we're going to close with her version of Summertime is Coming, which is off of her Soldiers and Dreams CD. Thank you all very much. See you next time on Conducting Conversations.
Over, time for me to journey homeward. Lay me down in a field of clover. Summertime is coming. Oh, Roche the Vahawaya, oh, Roche the Vahawaya, oh, Roche the Vahawaya. Summertime is coming. Ships are sailing on the water, carrying your sons and daughters home again from foreign quarters. Summertime is coming. Oh, Roche the Vahawaya, oh, Roche the Vahawaya, oh, Roche the Vahawaya. Summertime is coming. Like the wild geese who did travel to foreign countries to do battle, we return once more triumphant to our homes in Erin. Oh, Roche the Vahawaya.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.